And these were operatives. These are people who were at the high levels of the Taliban, and they were anxious to get them back. And we're going to close down Guantanamo, so I think time was running out on both sides.
How do we know that the U.S. can keep tabs on these five men?
We don't, and that's going to be a problem. The restriction is 1 year. Qatar, the country where they now are residing, has the responsibility for asking them or requiring them to conform to their restrictions to be there and to not re-engage in any way in combat. However, I'm not sure that we can be absolutely guaranteed that they can keep that promise or keep that commitment to us. This is a dilemma for the administration. There's no doubt about that. They're going to have to defend what they did. They're going to have to justify it in the minds of not just Republicans, but the American people. However, I would just say that what we did to bring a soldier home is something that we have done traditionally. It's sort of a code of conduct, if you will, in the military. You leave no colleague, no fellow soldier behind. And we are going to be departing Afghanistan, so I think it was the right thing to do. We'll just have to see how it plays out in terms of whether or not he was a deserter and whether or not they choose to try him as a deserter under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. So this young man, even though he seems to be right now going through the normal reintegration, he's going to have to go through a great deal of scrutiny before all is said and done.